It's Thursday, the 11th of December, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Starlink has announced that it's ready to launch affordable high-speed internet across Namibia once its licenses are approved. The company said it has set up, locally partnered with retailers, and is ready to serve remote communities. The Communications Regulatory Authority of Namibia has meanwhile published Starlink's license applications for the public consultation process, which ends tomorrow. CRAN's Executive for Communication and Consumer Relations, Mufaro Nesongano.
The Communications Regulatory Authority of Namibia published the license application of Starlink in the Government Gazette 8795 for public comment. We are responsible for assessing the full application in line with the requirements of the Communications Act. Once the commenting period closes, we will undertake a comprehensive evaluation to determine the application's compliance with all applicable license criteria. We will continue to keep the public informed on the progress and outcome of the application process, and we aim to have a decision by the end of the first quarter of 2026.
The National Planning Commission held the inaugural meeting of the Presidential Task Force on Housing and Land Delivery. Director General Dr. Kaire Mbwende says housing remains a top priority under the 6th National Development Plan.
The objective of the task force is to enhance collaboration between government and the private sector with a view to unlocking any bottleneck in the process of development, empowering the private sector by facilitating concessional loans. This task force is not aimed to just produce a report, but is supposed to be action-oriented. Once the issue is identified, that is an obstacle to the process of development that has to be addressed immediately. Once an opportunity has been identified, then the same mobilization of either technical or financial take advantage of that opportunity.
The task force brings together experts from various sectors to address the country's housing challenges. Over in South Africa, Action SA has lodged a formal appeal against the Independent Police Investigative Directorate's refusal to unseal their top-secret investigation report probing the conduct of the Presidential Protection Unit members. This is in relation to the break-in at President Cyril Ramaphosa's Palapala farm in 2023, which also involved Namibians. Action SA's Michael Beaumont.
In the event that this report is not handed over, Action SA will approach the courts because it is clear from the Public Protector's report and all understandings on this issue that members who are charged with the protection of the President did exactly that rather than investigating this as a matter of criminality. Action SA is willing to see this to the highest courts in the country.
The United States threatened on Thursday to reduce its foreign assistance to South Sudan unless Juba lifts what it said were illicit fees on humanitarian shipments. In an unusually pointed statement entitled "Time to Stop Taking Advantage of the United States of America," the U.S. Bureau of African Affairs accused South Sudan's government of, quote, imposing exorbitant fees on humanitarian shipments, unquote, and obstructing U.N. peacekeeping operations. And the winner of this year's Nobel Peace Prize, Maria Corina Machado, says that Venezuela will soon be democratic and free. She has been in hiding in the country, but has traveled to Norway to collect the prestigious award.
In an interview with CNN, Venezuela's opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has vowed to return to the country, regardless of whether Nicolas Maduro is still in power. Maduro's government has previously warned that if she leaves the country, she'll be considered a fugitive. Machado says she decided to travel to Norway to tell the world what's happening in her country. On Wednesday, Machado's daughter collected the Nobel Peace Prize on her behalf. The award was given to her for what was described as her struggle to achieve a just and peaceful transition from dictatorship to democracy. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.